AP.
Do you like this place?
No. I'm not a big fan of this place.
You're an East Coast guy.
Yeah. I like the East Coast better. I did win an overall here in 2018 with a 3-4. So I've never won a moto here.
Right.
But
Today, first moto, came around dead last. First turn, I'm assuming?
It was that sharp U-turn.
Okay.
Like that sharp U, and then you come up, I gooned out and ran straight into the wall and went over the bars. And then, I was just getting beaten around. Didn't really gel with the bike a lot. We changed it, and it just wasn't really my kind of thing. But
it's slippery, it's hard pack, it's shadowy, it's a weird place.
Yeah, not my cup of tea, I would say.
So having said that, second moto, you know, you're right in the mix, ran podium spot for a while. I mean, a better job.
Yeah, it was definitely a better start for sure. And then, I let some people by, and then I found my groove for a little bit. And then battling with Eli, battling with Chase, was right there for a long time. And then, I just ran out of steam, you know. I spent last week and the week before in Southwick, the first moto was good, but didn't even race the second moto, and then spent last week all in the back of the pack. So I think that hurt me quite a bit, hurt my confidence. And then,
Well, 2 weeks off, and now we're going to Dilla, we're going to Bud's, places that,
3 weeks off, really.
Good point, yeah.
Yeah. So two weekends to figure it all out. Maybe take this next week and just kind of chill, let my body recuperate, and put in the work and come back swinging for Dilla.
Kind of what I'm hearing from guys is this four-week break, this four-week stretch has been pretty gnarly.
It has been. It really has been. I kind of underestimated it a little bit, and especially having, like, two of the gnarliest tracks. I mean, Southwick and Red Bud, and I mean, it wasn't really hot at Red Bud, but it was pretty hot last week. So I think it's been grueling, and then I think recovery is going to be a big part in the next 3 weeks, because we got 5 weeks and right in a row, and at some of the gnarliest tracks. So and when we hit California, it's going to be that time where it's 111.
Paula's going to be brutal.
So recover and recuperate, and we'll come back swinging.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Yep.